Art Bell, boy, do I have a ghost story for you. Are you ready for this one?
Well, we're close enough to Halloween, so why not?
Okay. Art, my great-grandfather came to Los Angeles in 1866, and in 1882, he built a building that is in Little Tokyo. I don't know if you've been to L.A., but I'm actually one block from Parker Center, and I'm two blocks from L.A. City Hall.
Of course I've been there, yes.
I still own the building. It's a National Historic Landmark building. And with my 17-year, we'll put it mildly, very rocky marriage, I've lived in the upstairs of this building for 11 years, which used to be a dance hall. 4 years, Art, and I'm a retired police officer now, as a matter of fact. 4 years, people have said, aren't you afraid of being in that haunted building? And I said, yeah, blow it. I'm not listening to you. There's no haunting. It's, you know, if it was, it would be my family. Let me cut to the chase. I had a tenant downstairs that was there with a video store for 16 years. And they had the largest collection of adult Asian videos in the city of L.A. Now, before every caller now starts calling in and jumping on me, oh, the policeman's selling porn. I'm the landlord, okay? What they do, it's legal. It's on them, not on me.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids that work there were actually like these Japanese national, like rock and roller kids, and I truly believe that they were on drugs. And anyway, they used to say the same thing, is the building haunted? That, and I was like, okay, yeah, I don't want to hear it. I evict them. The guy that owned it goes bad. I evict him. He runs back to Japan, everything else. I'm stuck with all this porn. I start cleaning the place out. I'm sitting there 5, 6 o'clock in the morning cleaning it out. Some girl in the community says, let's just sell it $1 a video. So I start selling it.
Oh,
I have never had a problem in this building in my life. I feel very warm, very centered in the building. I mean, I'm like a trendsetter in loft living, if you follow me with that. I mean, it's a big deal in L.A. now. Well, I was doing it 11 years ago. Art, I'm in the building, and all of a sudden, I mean, when I'm selling these videos $1 a piece, and this is the truth, and I have word vice, every sick idiot in the world starts showing up, and they want to take the video boxes to go to the bathroom, if you're following me.
Uh-huh.
And that's when stuff started happening. The electricity stops working in the building. I mean, the block is live, but you turn lights on and they turn themselves off. Art, I'm wandering around the back of the building, which used to be my great-grandfather's blacksmith shop, and somebody smacks me in the back of the head, except there's nobody in the building except me. This stuff starts. So I'm trying to go through this very quickly. I then start getting contacted by people in the community saying, well, yeah, people stopped going to the building because there was this very, very old man and very, very old woman that would stand in the corners in the adult sections and stare at them. And I thought, oh, boy, this isn't good. Make a long story short, you had a guest by the name of Dr. Larry Muntz, and I actually dealt with that in 1997. The guy from Ghost Expeditions?
Yes.
I actually had dealt with Dr. Larry Muntz, this is no joke, it can be confirmed, about a Los Angeles police station that was haunted. We were having some problems in the station, and I'm not going to go into it. And Dr. Muntz had come in and run his tests and brought in his people and everything else. And the site of this actual station, the city got the property because an old woman had been raped and murdered on the location. I mean, that's legitimate. It's not just a made-up story. It's the truth. And there were some other things going on there, and Dr. Muntz dealt with it. So I called Dr. Larry Muntz in, and he starts looking into everything. And he even said, you know, that this building is haunted, but the strange thing was, and you'll love this story, it's haunted basically by my relatives, and he said it's the most friendly haunting that he's ever met. Because I'm going to tell you, when one of my family members, they're thinking it's my great grandmother, and again, I don't believe in ghosts, but I know what was going on and what's been happening in the building. It's a very warm, friendly feeling. Even to this day, right now, after everything that went on, I'm not scared. Even when I got smacked, I wasn't scared.
Well, what do you mean you don't believe in ghosts?
Art, okay, my family on my dad's side are Jewish. My mother's side were Christians. I'm a graduate of Pepperdine University. I even went back 8 years ago to learn Hebrew to a Bible college here in L.A.
All fine, but you've been through this. You've experienced it. How can you not believe in that which you have actually experienced?
I'm using the word ghost very loosely because I don't know what other word to use. The place obviously is, quote, haunted, because I have a lack of better words. I believe that there's energy. I believe that there's a family. And after listening to you for like 20 years, if you're a cop and sitting in a police car, you know, writing reports and stuff, you've listened to Art Bell, and I've heard all the people saying when they go to die, their family members show up, and then that scared. That is the only thing that probably scared me, thinking, why would my great-grandmother be hanging around? Maybe I'm getting ready to go, if you follow what
I do. All right. Well, thank you, Tony. So there you have it, an ex-cop. I mean, look, I hit him with that because after you've actually experienced, it's kind of like UFOs. If you've seen something directly above your head so close you could throw a rock at it, how can you not believe in what you've seen with your own eyes?